Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
On Capitol Hill, they are still talking about the security lapses that led to the Capitol Hill riot on January the 6th. We have iHeartRadio national correspondent Rory O'Neill. Good morning, Rory.
Hey, good morning, Leah.
You know, this story seems to have now picked up a different momentum, that there could be some federal agents involved in some of the rioting up there. I'm not sure that that's what they're talking about, though, on Capitol Hill. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so yesterday at the House Oversight Committee hearing, the head of the FBI and two Pentagon generals all testified about their response that day. The head of the FBI talking about more than 500 arrests that have been made and promises that more will come. And the people at the Pentagon sort of defending how they responded. Some members of Congress critical of the fact it took hours for the National Guard to show up on January 6th and try to retake the Capitol, or defend it anyway. And, you know, a lot of political posturing on both sides. Democrats want to drag this out as long as possible. Republicans looking to move on to other topics.
Well, and I do think that that is a mistake from the Republicans. The Republicans really need to sit down and read the charging documents. There's a new story, I don't know if you've seen it, by Revolver. They did a very deep dive. They've looked at all the charging documents, and they have found an extraordinary number of unindicted co-conspirators that in a lot of cases were in the high rankings of the so-called Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, things like that. In fact, these unindicted co-conspirators, some of them were responsible for, say, getting explosives. What we believe, according to that story, is we need to hear from the FBI exactly how many agents and, you know, the witnesses had infiltrated those groups. So the Republicans, I think, need to really go after this and stop running from it.
Right. I was watching that Tucker Carlson report with the Revolver writer last night. And, you know, I think Tucker was a little quick to call all those unindicted co-conspirators undercover FBI agents. But, you know, because a lot of those are basically people who are flipping, you know, who don't want to.
No, they're not. None of them have taken pleas. That's the thing. If you read the Revolver story, it is very in-depth. It'll take you like half the day to read it. I mean,
I started to and gave up.
It's too much. It's to nobody has that kind of time. But it is a great story. And yeah, that's what I thought, Rory. I thought, oh, well, these people are doing pleas. None of them have taken pleas.
So, not yet.
But, yeah.
So, so whether or not their FBI is still that's a step. It may well be true. But I thought that was a bit of a step. To call them all undercover FBI agents. But, you know, as Tucker pointed out, that whole Wisconsin governor abduction story, Michigan governor story sort of fell apart as well. So,
the fake kidnapping of Whitmer, which sounded ridiculous at the time, a pizza guy. Oh, come on. All right. Well, we'll see what's going on up there on January 6th. But I just hope the Republicans step up and actually start asking some questions if they're allowed to. And I know that you'll keep us on the tip there, Rory. Thank you so much. And we'll give you a call tomorrow and see the latest developments.
We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.